Ralphie Radio Show, and of course, every Friday, we recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly. On newsstands now, one of the scene queens, Jordy Lippi, joining me on the Ralphie Radio Show. Jordy, we'll get right into it and talk about the cover story this week for Life and Style Weekly, and it involves Suri Cruz, right?
Yes, it's amazing that a five-year-old can be involved in such drama already, right?
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, she kind of had a very interesting week while she was in New York last week. She was dragged out to a restaurant at 1 o'clock in the morning.
What?
She actually was in bed. Katie came home from a dinner and picked her up and brought her out to Serendipity for dessert, for a two-hour-long dessert. So she was out until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Then she was spotted buying some, let's say, risque candy. And then she went out for yet another late night the next night to go out to a very adult Broadway show. So, I don't know. It seems like Suri Cruz might be heading in the wrong direction at age 5 already.
Now, when you say risque candy, I guess you can't elaborate, but there's photos, I would imagine, in Life and Style Weekly?
There are photos, but we even had to block them out.
Wow! It's that crazy?
They are specifically shaped candy.
Wow. I'm flabbergasted. Pick up the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly to actually check it out, although I can't believe, wow, they had to block it out. Unbelievable. Hey, let's move on to Kate Gosselin is dating again.
That's right. I actually was out the other night, and I caught her with a slew of men coming up to, you know, vying for her attention, and she wasn't shying away anymore. I guess she's kind of gotten over the whole divorce and the breakup with John, and a whole line of guys, you know, was just coming up to her. She was drinking cocktails, and she was even hitting the dance floor with some of them.
John's obviously kind of been past it for a while. He's had a couple girlfriends since, and the latest, John's latest, seems to be his most serious.
You rarely hear about them anymore. They seem to be shacked up in their apartment and not going out really much like he used to, but maybe Kate will take on that new role, and maybe, you know, it'll be Kate plus a date.
That's a new reality show for you. There you go. finally, of course, we'll talk a little bit of Lindsay Lohan. She's been out partying, but has she been drinking it all, Jordy, or no?
Well, it's hard to tell exactly what she's been up to. She's very careful about her behavior, but what we do know is that she has hit up 10 clubs in 4 days while she was here in New York, so she's definitely giving Kate Gosselin a run for her money, and she would start her night sometimes at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Listen, I know on the East Coast sometimes we like to start a little later, but 3 a.m.?
And that would just be the first stop of the night.
Right, exactly. Wow, and obviously she hit up multiple stops over a short period of time. Well, hey, read all about it in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly, recapping the week that was. Scene Queen Jordy Lippi, hey, have a great weekend.
You too.